if we want to put something into our lives because we think it's going to add value to our life, it's going to make our life better, it's going to make us fitter, healthier, stronger, perform at a better level, feel better about ourselves, add massive value to our lives, we want to buy that product. We don't need to be sold the product. The flip side of that is if we don't want something, it's going to add no value to our lives, we're not interested in it, we don't want it, then whether or not it's cheap or on sale or discounted or offered to us for free, it doesn't matter. We don't want it. And it's interesting in the fitness industry, and I won't say profession, because professional people don't discount their prices. They don't discount their product or service. In fact, a top-level fitness professional is really proud of the amount of money that they charge for their product or service because they have decided that that's what they're worth, whether it's their education level or their ability to add value to our lives, or what they do is so important that that is what they're worth. So why is it that in the fitness industry there are so many discounters? Buy a membership, get one for free, 50% off, no joining fee, $1 down, 6 months for free, buy one, get one for free, and it goes on and on. And if it's for free and we don't want it, it's of no value to us whatsoever. If it was $1,000 and now it's $500, but we don't want it, it's of no value to us. So I'm not interested in knitting classes. If somebody offers me a knitting class, two classes for the price of one, or 50% off, or a free knitting class, I don't want it because I don't want to knit. The only people that buy inexpensive knitting classes could be people that want to do knitting, but are they really looking for a cheap course, a cheap class, a cheap membership, a cheap personal trainer? And that word in itself is really ugly. Do you want to go to a cheap plastic surgeon, a cheap cardiologist, a cheap orthopedic surgeon? We want the very best. And when you're talking about your body, getting healthy, getting fit, getting strong, getting rid of diseases, getting rid of depression, feeling good about ourselves, getting rid of poor self-esteem, those kind of things are not related to, I need a cheap trainer, I need a cheap gym. And even if the gym says you can get a membership half price, or two people can join for the price of one, or there's no joining fee today, I always wonder what a joining fee is all about. The ultimate thing is that we add massive value to people's lives rather than devalue our product or service. So why do we discount? If you go past a sign and it says half price lawn mowing services, but you don't have a lawn, you don't even see the sign. And even if you do want a great lawn mowing service, do you really want the one that says, we used to cost this much and now it's this much because we're devaluing our product? And that's the all important thing. Have you ever wondered why something costs $10,000? Let's say it's a diamond ring. And then the jewelry store has a sale and now that same diamond ring is half price off. It's $5,000. Do we really ever believe again that that diamond ring was ever worth $10,000? Every time you discount your price, you're telling people, this is what we think we're worth. Or we used to think we're worth that, but now we don't think we're worth that anymore, so we're going to charge this. So if you are a fitness professional, please be proud of the amount of money that you have worked out is exactly the right amount of money for you to charge for your product or service. And that's not determined by what the rest of the industry is charging. It isn't determined by what other personal trainers are charging. It's determined by how much money you need to earn, how many hours you want to invest into your business, and what you believe you're worth. And every time you discount your price, every time you cheapen what you do, it now takes massive value, not just away from what you do, but from the entire profession. If we tell people that a personal training session is only worth $20, then that's what people think it's worth. If we tell people that a gym membership is only worth $7 a week, then how do you prove to people that a gym membership is worth more than $7 a week when everybody else is charging that? And obviously, when you're adding massive value to people's lives by helping them be healthy, fit, strong, have a better immune system, have better hair, skin, nails, you're eradicating or preventing disease, and you're helping people look and feel amazing, surely that's worth more than $7 a week or $20 for half an hour. I'd like you to imagine trying to find a top-level medical professional that will even talk to you for $20, let alone for half an hour. So please be proud of what you do, who you are, what you stand for, and rather than devaluing your product, how about adding value to people's lives so they want to invest a large amount of money into what you do? I like to have a look at what the best in the world are doing. What are the best businesses in the world doing when it comes to what they charge? And my favorite is Louis Vuitton. The French company that never discounts, never has a sale, you can't even lay by their products. If you see a designer Louis Vuitton handbag anywhere in the world and it's the true product, it's not a fake, then that handbag is going to be worth somewhere between $2,000 to $50,000. And whether you bought that in Japan or you bought it in Germany or you bought it in Australia, that is the investment that you'll pay for that handbag. Nobody got it cheaper than you did. Nobody got it on sale. Nobody was given a special price because they're from a special place. The people who lovingly designed and created that handbag with their own hands have shared with us that this is what this handbag is worth. We'll never put it on sale. We'll never discount it. You can't even lay by it. Now, that company's been around for a very long time. And whether or not you think it's important to invest $5,000 in a handbag is actually irrelevant, because millions of people around the world do. They don't want a cheap handbag. They don't want a handbag that's going to go on sale. They want a handbag that stands for something, that represents quality, that represents a company that's been around for a long time, is proud of what it does. In our fitness profession, surely we're more important than a handbag. Surely what we give to people and the value that we add to people's lives is far more valuable than discounting it, putting it on sale, or giving it away for free. Please add value.